7:39 on WSGW. If it's Tuesday, and it is, it must be. Yeah, it must be Loons Baseball time on Tuesdays during the Great Lakes Loons season. We talk Loons Baseball to bring you up to date on all things Great Lakes Loons. And to do that, we always welcome our special guest, Tyler Kring, who comes in as the Assistant General Manager of Business Development, which we know barely scratches the surface of everything you're responsible for.
Tyler, it's a very Kring. Fancy title. That is
good morning.
Specific yet ambiguous at the same time.
Welcome once again. It's nice to have you in on a Tuesday.
Yes, it's a beautiful day today.
And it's nice to welcome back the Great Lakes Loons, a homestand following a road trip where for the first time we have you here that, boy, I'm trying to think of how long it's been, because for several weeks we brought you in when the Loons have had success on a road trip or a homestand and a little tough games against those South Bend Cubs.
They had won the four previous series leading into the South Bend series, and then they played a very good South Bend team. It didn't quite go our way. I want to say they went like 1-5 or 2-4.
2-4.
There it goes. Okay. But they'll be back home at Dow Diamond. Hopefully that home field advantage starts today and we can get the ship back on the track. You can't win them all. There's 132 games in the minor league schedule, so you're going to run into some ups and downs. But just got to keep staying pace with the Dayton Dragons and keep on top of them.
Yeah, because that series looms.
It looms soon. A few weeks out.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, though. Let's talk about the Loons coming back to Dow Diamond for a series. And hey, let's get into this opportunity for fans and families to have some fun, because this is really the first. Would you say this is really the first big week of a lot of the promotional tie-ins you're going to do for
this
the games?
Yeah, this is the first doozy of a week. So internally, we strategize each year. You know, we try to make a projection based on what we think attendance is going to be. And our goal every year is to have so many sellout games. You know, we are getting into the first week where we are hoping that these games will sell out. You know, school is out of schedule or out of session now. Families are on vacation. And so when we're looking at, okay, this first week in June coming up should be a big week. We'll have the first Saturday of the summer. Kids are out of school. That should be a sellout game, or we want it to be a sellout game. And then we look at, okay, this is going to also be a next weekend, beautiful week coming up. Thursday has the potential for folks are going up north or on vacation. Maybe they'll come to the Loons game Thursday night. So we build our promotional schedule to put our very best entertainment on the days that we think have the best shot of selling out. So this upcoming Thursday, June 2nd, is our Parks and Recreation night based on the NBC TV show. Jay Jackson, who played Perd Hapley, will be in the stadium, meeting and greeting with fans.
You know, when you say in the stadium, do you mean like he's wandering, or is there a specific place?
He'll be set up on the concourse at the table. So there is currently a meet and greet package available for folks who want to skip the line and don't want to wait in line to meet Jay, or you can wait in the general line and come through and meet Jay when your time is called. It's also a half off beer night. It's also our first fireworks show of the year, so we're really stacking the entertainment on that Thursday. And then coming up on Saturday is our annual Star Wars Day on June 4th. Again, a very popular date. Character appearances on the concourse. Those folks will be roaming around because there'll be numerous Star Wars characters walking around. And again, another fireworks show. So we try to build these nights entertainment on top of entertainment on top of entertainment to make it an absolute no-brainer, can't miss, gotta go to that game. So yeah, this week is the first big ones of the year.
And for that Star Wars night, we should mention you do encourage people to come dressed.
Whenever we do a theme night, we encourage people to come dressed. So yes, if you have a Wookiee costume or a Stormtrooper costume or whatever it may be, come dressed. Or if you are a huge Parks and Rec fan and want to come dressed as Ron Swanson, or come dressed as Chris Pratt's character as the FBI agent, or if you want to come in your Leslie Knope campaign gear, please come. Like, the more folks dress up, we'll do costume contests on some of these days as well. So the more just adds to the atmosphere. I think people get into it more. It's a lot more fun.
Let me ask you, too, about some of these other nights, because it seems like you're adding a little, like for tonight, you have your regular hometown heroes night, but you're also adding veterans run the bases. That sounds cool.
It is an opportunity for our vets. Obviously, we are coming off of Memorial Day weekend. The Loons were not at home over Memorial Day, so we are tacking on to tonight. Not only can vets eat free because it is a hometown heroes day, but they can also run the bases post-game as well. So, yeah, you'll see these other parts and pieces starting to be layered in, because as the weather is nicer, our crowds are getting larger. We saw that the last game we had just shy of 4,000 people for a Sunday afternoon, which is an enormous Sunday afternoon normally, but for it to be a Sunday afternoon in May is even bigger. And we're already seeing, we're just shy of 3,000 tickets sold for both Saturday and actually this upcoming Sunday as well. So as the weather is getting warmer, we're seeing crowds take off, and so we're layering in these entertainment pieces, and hopefully folks enjoy them.
And for Friday, you're going to be engaged in Pride Night. What you've done, what year number is this for Pride
this
Night?
This will be our fifth season.
Okay.
Yep. So we've partnered with Great Lakes Bay Pride as well as Dow Glad to create our Pride Night. This will be the fifth installment. Really encouraging folks that baseball is for everyone. We are inclusive not only with the Loons and at Dow Diamond, but we want baseball to feel inclusive and accessible to everyone. It's America's pastime. Everyone should feel like they are welcome at the ballpark and that they want to enjoy baseball. So it'll be our fifth installment of Pride Night. We were one of the first minor league teams in the country to do a Pride Night, and now Pride is a minor league baseball-wide initiative, along with Copa de la Diversión, and then a new initiative that'll be coming down the pike called the Nine. That's an African-American initiative through minor league baseball. If we want baseball to grow, we want minor league baseball support to grow, we want to go out and reach audiences that maybe traditionally have felt they were not necessarily not welcome, but felt like it wasn't necessarily for them. But we want everyone to be able to enjoy baseball, minor league baseball, and specifically Loons baseball here in the Great Lakes Bay region.
And to wrap up the weekend on Sunday, where kids always have a good time on Sundays because that's the free run races.
Yep.
But you also have, what is Touch a Truck?
So we are partnering on Sunday. It's also a doozy of a game. We partner with a number of organizations around the region. Kids love trucks. Look, I was a six-year-old boy at one point. I thought dump trucks were really cool. I thought construction equipment was really cool. We are going to have some trucks on the concourse and allow kids to interact with the trucks to touch them. I believe this week is slated to be construction equipment. Last Sunday was the Midland City Fire Department. So each week, each Sunday, we're going to try to have a different truck on hand for those kids to get with it and to, you know, touch and interact with the folks that work those machinery. And then it's also a pregame kids clinic on Sunday. It's a free clinic, so that'll run from 10 to noon. As long as you have a ticket to the game that day, you'll get 2 hours of very basic skills and drills instruction from the Dow High baseball team. And they'll be teaching the very basics of like hitting, base running, fielding, everything like that. So it's a free clinic that day, and then the kids can stick around for the game, and then they'll eat free and run the bases, and that's all included with the price of a ticket. So it's a heck of a game on Sunday if you have a little league or just a little guy or gal who's interested in baseball or softball.
That's all just this week.
That is all just this week, Charlie. Yes.
There's more to come.
There is plenty more to come. It is hard to believe, but we still have like 6 or 7 homestands left in the year. There's 2/3 of the season remaining, and we are just scratching the surface and getting started with it.
I'm trying to remember, and if I have, forgive me if I ask this question, but maybe it's maybe a good reminder. Mm-hmm. Just because minor league baseball is based so much on promotion.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to do what you would like to do with your promotions, or do you need the clearance from either Major League Baseball itself, or because you're an affiliate of the Dodgers, do you have to clear it with the parent club in the first place?
So the answer is yes and no. That sounds complicated, but it goes based on team situations. So say we were a Tigers affiliate in a Tigers market, we would use the Tigers affiliation to market a lot more. You see this in West Michigan where they do bobbleheads more, they do former player appearances more, they really lean more into the Tigers branding, as they should. They are in the home market of their parent club. So they are involved a lot more in their promotions. There needs to be a lot more approval process, a lot more, you know, rules and regulations. There's a lot more that goes into those. With us being the Dodgers affiliate, I'm not saying folks in this region don't care about the Dodgers, but it's very hard to watch the Dodgers on TV. The team's 3,000 miles away. They're out in California. It's not people aren't coming to Loons games because these are future Dodgers. Some are, but it's not like going to see the Tigers' first-round draft pick over in West Michigan. So for us, we lean much more into not marketing the team, per se. We lean much more into the entertainment. So for us, we can really pick theme nights and things like that that we want to do. The only rules we really have to conform to is making sure we're not going on to like copyright infringement, trademark infringement, and things like that. So there's a very lengthy process that we have to go through to submit our promotional schedule to Minor League Baseball. They go through and make sure, yep, this is good. You need to tweak the name of this. Make sure you don't do this. Particularly when you're getting into some of these really well-known franchises like Marvel and Star Wars or TV shows. But as far as what we want to do, they don't say you can't do it. They just make sure we do it legally, if that makes sense. Again, if we were to do more parent club promotions with former players or you know, name, image, and likeness, then it would get more complicated. But because we're so far away from our parent club, we don't lean into that a lot. So it's more just making sure we're not stealing intellectual property from folks.
This must make for some very intense meetings. Dare I say, meetings that probably happen. Are you already thinking, for example, into next year, or does that happen at least when the season's over in the winter?
We haven't talked formally about it, but we've already talked about, you know, what we call them branded days of the week. So the promotions that take place on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, which ones we think should retire for 2023 or which ones we should lean into more for 2023. So yeah, informally, those conversations have already started. They will definitely start more in September. They will really start heavily once we get the schedule, because once we get the schedule for next year, we'll know. We'll start plugging in the old tried and true favorites. Like, we're still contracted. The Marvel partnership is a 3-year partnership. We'll do Marvel Nights next year. Star Wars, people will always love Star Wars. You know, Princess Night, people always love Princess Night. So the tried and true ones we'll get plugged in, and then we'll get into the creative ones and be like, okay, we've done an office night for the last several years. Maybe it's time to sunset the office night, and maybe it's Stranger Things night, or maybe, you know, what's popular now. And so it is always evolving, and it's always interesting. It is a lot of planning a year out, and then you go through the approval process, and it's a lot of just sit back and wait until you get that email that says you're good to go, and then you start promoting and go after it.
Wow. It is a process of what happens at Dow Diamond. Meanwhile, fans, you just show up and enjoy.
Absolutely. Show up, enjoy, eat hot dogs, drink beer, buy merch. Yes, all the good things. So,
Loons.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's where we send you for tickets and information. Tyler Kring, always good to talk with you.
Thanks, Charlie.
Tuesday mornings, it's Great Lakes Loons Baseball on WSGW.